2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's a Friday edition of KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell on the road this evening. Congratulations to Scott Mitchell, who has a new grandbaby today. We're very excited for Scott, and that's why he's not with us tonight, hanging out with his daughter, who just had their first baby and his first grandbaby. So we're very excited about those things. And Scott, the big giant baby that he is, of course, sent me a ton of pictures and totally cried. And I'm so happy for the guy because he's just been waiting on this for months now and couldn't stop talking about it. Mitch Harper, Cougar Sports Saturday host galore, BYU expert galore, KSLSports.com. You can read his bylines all there. Mitch, thanks for hanging out on a Friday, man.
Yeah, Alex, I'm excited, man. It's going to be a fantastic Friday evening with you. So I'm always happy to be in this chair, be here in the studio. It's great. It feels good. It feels normal again.
Yeah, taking in some Eastern Conference semifinals right now with Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid and the 76ers up 12 right now on Atlanta, in Atlanta. They could take a 2-1 lead in that series if Trae Young can't pull his team out of this one. But the big story, of course, is that the Utah Jazz are up 2-0 on the L.A. Clippers after last night's Game 2 win. Another exceptional game by Donovan Mitchell. That's where we're going to start things off here, the 705 Cut. Let's do it.
The Cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. So excited about that Game 2 win. And this is where you make yourself, I think these are the moments that have made the Jazz. You're going to be able to win in the Western Conference Finals by the experiences that you have against this Clippers team, I think. Not just coming back in Game 1 and getting a win there. How about having a 21-point lead, a massive rally from the Clippers, and the Jazz are able to stave that off? I think those moments, Mitch, are the type that keep the Jazz getting better. You want to be at that peak level in the playoffs. You want to keep getting better. I know it's all cliche. You want to gel in the playoffs. And that's exactly what the Jazz are doing right now. And on top of it, they have the superstar in Donovan Mitchell, who is absolutely stealing this show.
Well, and it feels like, too, Alex, that anything the Clippers throw at the Jazz have an answer. I mean, they can have these big runs and make it close, but then the Jazz come up big. And it's not just because the amazing atmosphere at the Viv. I mean, I just think this Jazz team, they are the best team in the Western Conference for a reason, and I think that's why they're the team to beat out West. And there's just a confidence about them. They're still doing this with, you know, just the performances right now with Joe Ingles not shooting the ball as well as you'd like to see, but it's like he's still getting up his shots. This offense is still humming at a pace that you wanted them to do in the playoffs, that they were showing in the regular season. What we saw in the regular season from this Jazz team is carried over in the playoffs, and I think that's a great sign going forward as the run continues now going to L.A.
Mike Conley, of course, being out and still getting those two wins, what a massive boost of confidence. And Joe Ingles getting 19 last night. Jordan Clarkson goes without saying that the guys' three-pointers have been huge. Donovan Mitchell talking about this team stepping up. Of course, he has had these two exceptional games, 45 points in Game 1, 37 in Game 2. Here's what he said about the rest of the team and their ability to step up.
What, I make one shot in the fourth quarter and like two in the second half? Like, I think for me, it's like I don't feel like I have to go out there and do everything. You know what I mean? And I think that's a credit to the teammate, my teammates, you know, credit to what we guys we have on this team, because they can go out there and make plays. Everybody's elevated their game each year.
I think you look at the Jazz, they're cohesive right now. They're playing playoff basketball. I don't think the entire Memphis series, maybe that closeout game when they were just really leading that thing, it was no doubt. You didn't really see playoff basketball in there. I was really glad to see that, not just that there's an atmosphere at Vivint. It is just exceptional to see that the Jazz are having these games. The three-pointers that are hit are just – there's an energy that you see there from the team and from the fans and all the things that surround it. And I'm just I'm really pumped for Jazz fans to see their team go up 2-0. Now, the Clippers were down 2-0 against the Mavericks. And the Jazz have never had a playoff series that they started 2-0 that they haven't won. They've done it 8 times previously, gone up 2-0, and they've won that. This group hasn't done it. This is not a group that has been a part of that. And so it's hard to imagine that this isn't going to be a lot of pushback when they go to L.A. Does L.A. even this thing up when they go down and play at the Staples Center?
I don't think so. I think this Clippers team is continued to be overrated ever since they were assembled 2 years ago. Everyone dubbed them the instant champs because they got Kawhi and Paul George, but they haven't proven anything. Like, you know, that's always been one of the big talking points about the Jazz nationally, is what have they shown, what have they actually accomplished? Same thing goes for the Clippers. They haven't got past the second round as an entire franchise. And, you know, Paul George, he's always come up short in the playoffs. I mean, Kawhi, yes, he had that success with the Spurs and that 1 year in Toronto, but the Clippers as an organization have never accomplished anything. This is a difficult spot for them to be in. And when the Jazz are knocking down their threes and having that success, and I think that's going to carry over onto the road, because the atmosphere in Staples Center is not going to be anything near what the Jazz had at the Vivint Smart Home Arena. I think the Jazz will, you know, they'll face some adversity. Sure, they're going to have to dig in, and kind of like what the Nets had to do against the Bucks. They had a tough defensive game that they lost last night, but still, I think that the Jazz are in a great spot in this series, where I don't look at what anything that the Clippers did the first two games that should be creating the Jazz to lose any sleep going forward. I think the Jazz are decisively the better team, and I don't think this is a deal where the Clippers have them where they want them. Like, no, the Mavs were a team. Wanted. Doncic was, you know, he's injured. He's an all-star. He's incredible. He's an all-world talent, but it's like, the guy's banged up all the time. That's something that's always going to be an issue for
and
the
he's
Mavs.
He's the only guy. I mean, yeah, that's the it. Thing is that Porzingis never has not become the guy they thought he was going to be in Dallas. Was just leaning on Luka too much, couldn't do it.
There's just such a great chemistry right now with this Jazz team, just from both on the court and off the court, even like in the social media videos that you see where, you know, Rudy's getting defensive trophy, player of the year. There's just like this great kind of rapport and chemistry. It's just far different than what they dealt with in the bubble a year ago, where they actually squandered a 3-1 lead. I think this just, there's a great vibe, there's a great feeling, and a lot of it, maybe just the credit to like the Ryan Smith on down. It's just been a great vibe in this franchise right now, and I think it's gonna be a weekend with in LA that's gonna serve the Jazz quite well.
I'm not saying I want the Clippers to win a game so that they can lock it out here. They've won 6 in a row. You want to just have that. The 6 in a row in the playoffs is as good as going, you know, 10 in the regular season. Yeah. It is a difficult task to do that, and I think that they found a rhythm that you're glad they found it now, and they're not, you know, it's not taking them a while to get there, because you can't have take a day off against Clippers, and then in the conference finals you can't have a struggle of a week. You know, there's no such thing, because then you're going to be eliminated. Donovan Mitchell spoke exactly to that, about how this group gets along and exactly where they are as a team and why it works so well.
The biggest thing is, man, we can do it collectively, even when shots aren't falling. And I think that's the biggest thing for us, is continuing to take it step by step. And as far as trust goes, I think we all trust each other to the maximum level. And that's why we play the way we play.
Rudy said it on SportsCenter last night too, with Scott Van Pelt. What do you see? And like, who has the green light shooting that 3-pointer, and that makes it to where you guys can do it? I mean, they shot over 50% from three last night, made 20. And what did he say? He goes, pretty much everybody but myself. Like, I'm the only one that they have no confidence or a green light in being able to get this done. All right, let's take the break here. We've got some college football playoff to talk about from the Pac-12 perspective. and to the BYU perspective. Glad we have Mitch in tonight to be able to give us the view as to how BYU can get into the college football playoff if indeed it does move to that 12-team system that they've been discussing. Bill Riley is going to join us next, voice of the Utes. He's going to give us the Pac-12 perspective and how important it is for the Utah Utes to be able to have this access to the college football playoff going forward. Stay with us. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled on a Friday on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.